Parents are old. Old enough that this past Friday they celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. My mom is 70 and my dad is 69. He likes to tell everyone he's a decade younger than my mom. He thinks that's funny. My mom, not so much. My mom and dad don't know me as anarchist prisoner Sean Swain. They know me as the idiot they embarrassed all through high school by showing every one of his girlfriends the photo of him as a kid, sitting on the toilet reading a comic book. See, when somebody has a picture of you reading a comic book on the toilet, there's really no way at any point later on in life to persuade them as to what an influential thinker you are. Needless to say, my parents are not anarchists. My dad worked at Ford and retired from the factory after 30 years on the job, and my mom was a stay-home mom. They've always paid their taxes and have never been late on a bill, though they are neither Democrat nor Republican, but register as independents. They're patriotic. They have an American flag flying it from their awning. Their 50th wedding anniversary is undoubtedly to them a landmark moment to indicate that they lived their lives the right way, following the rules. Their allegiance to the larger systems, to them, is central to their values, to their sense of themselves, their identities as good people, good parents, and good citizens. Don't get me wrong here. I love them dearly. They are two of the kindest, gentlest, most loving people I know. I have never met anyone more honest, more hardworking, more conscientious. I admire them and I admire their characters. So it is a great source of frustration to me that when I advise them to run up their credit cards, sell what they buy on eBay and keep the loot, telling the credit card companies to chalk it, or when I suggest they take out bank loans and abscond, they at best think I'm pulling their legs, or at worst think I'm mentally ill, and that my long imprisonment has had a negative impact on my moral thinking. My parents don't get me. They love me, but they don't get me. All of my criticism of hierarchical constructs and the system of capital and the expansive nature of mass production of food and how it all leads to a not-so-distant catastrophe and immiseration, I may as well be speaking Portuguese. Sometimes, in fact, it almost seems that I've hurt my parents' feelings, that they respond not in defense of the system I've just criticized, but in defense of themselves, as if I blame them for the ills of the world. And that feels particularly frustrating because I love them very much, and I respect them, and quite frankly, much of what motivates me to resist is a lifetime of watching them get a raw deal they didn't deserve. So I'm not sure how to explain my thinking to them in a way that they don't feel I'm criticizing them. Could it be that it's not possible, since they identify somehow with the system that I oppose? I'm not sure, but I also have to think that I'm not the only anarchist on the planet that experiences this disconnect. I'm sure anarchists everywhere must have similar struggles. Strong and abiding emotional ties to some folks who are, for better or worse, lifelong hierarchs. It's hard, isn't it? And I don't have any answers, but maybe it's an unrealistic expectation that everyone will understand everyone else. Maybe, in my situation, with my parents, it should be enough that they love me and that they know me. They know my character, who I am. So whether or not they understand my thinking or my ideas, they know that I want a world with less suffering and more joy. And I know that they do too. In the bigger picture then, it may not matter so much to those two people with the photograph of me reading a comic on the toilet, that I'm seemingly speaking Portuguese. Whether they understand a word I say or not, this is Paul and Nancy's kid from Warren Correctional Institution in Lebanon, Ohio. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at his new address by directing it to Sean Swain, 243-205, Warren C.I., P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. president in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.